Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and you know what, Matt? A darn good time. How about that? I can say that because we are just days after the 406-day celebration that we hosted over at Sunrift Beer Company, downtown Kalispell. If you haven't been there, first of all, great atmosphere, great food, great beverages, great service. I mean, it's just great across the board. And no, they're not one of my sponsors. I am saying that though, because we had a great time. So speaking of my sponsors, let me get to those good friends right now. All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and Justin and Zena Mecha with Keller Williams Realty. Hey, how about that? How about those guys? How'd they let them in there, Matt? So I'm joined in the studio with me is Matt Desch, the producer of this great show. And so Matt, thank you so much for showing up just a couple nights ago, helping us out with 406 Day. For those of you who couldn't make it, shame on you. And for the rest of you, didn't we have a blast? Who doesn't like a good lip sync battle? I mean, come on now. So if you didn't get a chance to make it, I believe the website's still up, 406day.com. You can, you know, just poke around, take a look at the photos. And I probably will keep that website going throughout the year because we're talking about doing it again. We're talking about doing maybe another lip sync battle, even though technically if we did another one, it wouldn't be on 406 Day. However, you know, maybe we'll keep the tradition rolling because people had a good time. One of the things I noticed, Matt, and I'm going to get to some data here in a minute. One of the things I noticed, it was true last time as it was just the other night. So we've done this twice now. And it's that old adage, nobody wants to be the first and nobody wants to be the last. And it's so true when it comes to lip sync battles. Nobody wants to be the first and nobody wants to be the last. So it was like this big funnel of crowd participation in the second hour, you know, whereas in the first hour, it was yours truly just entertaining everybody and people laughing at me. And, you know, it was a good time though. So, just stay tuned because we're gonna do that again. That was way too much fun to not repeat. However, one of the things that I'm very proud of. So, friends, thank you for taking the time to fill out the survey. I want to say I got probably almost everybody in attendance had completed this survey, which shocked me because most of the time you throw a survey out there and you say, "Hey, take my survey, answer these 20 questions," and maybe 40% of the crowd will be like, "Okay, I'll take the time to do that." You know, of the 60% that don't do it, I'd say probably half of them just don't have time, right? And the other half are probably just like, I don't really feel like giving up my answers. And you know what? That's okay. I get it. Don't tread on your opinion. All right. It's fair. So check that out though. Like I'm really happy that people went to, I had this QR code. I had a questionnaire that I was interested in. I wanted to get the data, friends. You know, this is a show about real estate information. This is a show about, you know, this community and how the real estate metrics and how the real estate behaviors impact this community. And so when I get the data from you, it matters the most. I mean, because we can read it in the papers, we can read it on our screens, we can hear from it from the pulpit. However, when it comes down to you, you're telling me when it comes down to the data given to me by my neighbor, right? It doesn't get any more local than that. So right here from the heart of Kalispell, I had people fill out this survey and they answered several questions. And I wanted to share some of that data with you. So when asked, what are some of your favorite attributes? Oh, no, I believe the question read, what are the area's best attributes? Number one showed up. Number one, community culture. I thought that was great. You know, we're coming off the tail end of a shifting marketplace, and that means so many things. In real estate, yes, it means that, you know, values, the pendulum called value, just swung hard right, hard left. It's just going crazy, right? And then therefore, the behavior of real estate is changing. It's certainly different than it was 2 years ago. And then 2 years before that, it had been different for a while too. So it's inevitable, friends. It's just going to continue to change. However, what it did though, what that was really just a subcomponent of what was going on at large. We had a lot of things going on culturally. We had therefore had a lot of things kind of impacting us in our community. And so for the number one answer to be community culture, man, I took a lot of pride in that. You know, I know that we have our things, we have our issues, we have our topics that are worthy of discussion. We have stuff that's showing up a little bit more regularly than it was, you know, maybe 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And we definitely don't have the real estate prices of those days anymore. I get all of that. And this is why we want to come to the table and talk about it in a peaceful manner and in a constructive manner so that we can go back to the streets and fix those issues. I get it. However, when you're telling me number one attribute to my community is its culture. Wow. That even though we may not have all the problems fixed, we don't have all the potholes filled, we're still doing a pretty good job. So community, Matt, that's where we hit the applause button. Like, like that's where we have the big cheer because wow, job well done. Following that though, was the surrounding forests. Glacier National Park came in a stunning third. I thought that was gonna be the top of the list. Take that, Glacier. So you guys got to do something. Get the bears out there a little bit more frequently or something, or maybe the mountain lions or the goats. The goats, mountain goats, they're a little bit more friendly. Downtown Kalispell showed up, as well as downtown Whitefish. Those two were, believe it or not, neck and neck. And then the ski hills, the rounding up the top five there, the ski hills were fifth. The very bottom of the list, no surprise whatsoever, real estate. The least favorite attribute, I guess it would be the worst attribute of the valley, is real estate. You know what? I want to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We got to take a quick break. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Metcher. We're just sort of debriefing 406 day with some data. And when we come back, I'll share more with you.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Metcher, celebrating 406. I know that was a few days ago. However, a couple of days ago on a Thursday, on a sunny Thursday, we showed up and we did some lip syncing, Matt. And Matt was there to help set up the equipment. We were there at Sunriff Beer Company. I'm very proud and very thankful for my friends down there. And I'm very proud of this community for coming out and just showing off some of your talent. You know, what I love about a lip sync battle, Matt, is there's no singing. No singing required. Right? So that's actually the best part. You know, it's funny because that was one of the greatest objections I got out of the crowd, you know, when I was fishing for some volunteers. You know, I kept calling it involuntary volunteerism. Like, you're going to involuntarily volunteer to be my next candidate. And we had a good time nonetheless. However, that was the number one objection was, well, I don't sing well. It's like, well, that makes you a great candidate because you don't have to. Like, the person is singing. You just need to move your mouth. Yeah, so it was a good time. We'll do it again. However, I'm grateful for the survey. Okay, so the results, more specifically, of the survey. We threw a survey out there. I'm really grateful that almost, it looks like almost everybody filled out the survey, probably because they wanted to win the beer for a year. when you throw a good prize on the table, people will do it. However, so we're going to draw a winner this weekend, and we'll get in touch with them. And, you know, if they don't claim their prize, then, well, I guess I did. So... Anyways, best attributes of our valley, community culture coming in first and real estate coming in dead last. So let's talk about that a little bit. I did on the survey, there was another question. Factors that are most responsible for our home prices. Now, this question followed a former question, which was, do you believe that real estate prices are too high, just right, or too low? And unanimously, everybody voted too high. Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that in a minute. And I'm not in disagreement with you. However, we can break it down. And then the next question was factors that are most responsible for our home prices. 90% of the survey responded out of county interest. 90% of people who answered that one, followed by lack of new homes, followed by third place, the Yellowstone TV series. Yellowstone, Matt. And then fourth place, property taxes. You know what? I'm going to go professionally speak to this for whatever that's worth. All of those are probably applicable answers. I'm not even going to say probably. All of them are applicable answers. Let's talk to the elephant in the room, though, the out-of-state interest. You know what? It's simple laws of economics. When the demand is high and the supply is low, what happens to the price? Yeah, it goes up. Speaking of supply, let's just go to some numbers really fast because not everybody pays as close attention to this. And I can understand that because some of us are paid to do that. In December of 2022, with comparison to the previous 5 years, so going back all the way to 2017, our last December had the lowest number of sales of the last 5 years. Now, we would think, wait a minute, 2022 was still a hot year in real estate. Yeah, it was kind of a hot year in real estate. Depends on who you ask, right? However, when compared to the sales of 2021, just under half, okay? So over a 50% drop of December of 2021. December of 2020, one-third, right? And then December of 2019, can we agree that 2019 was probably sort of a normal year? Yeah, still almost double in 2019. So December of 2022 was actually an anomaly to our recent history. So inventory is down. Inventory is low. Demand is still high. Can we blame Yellowstone TV? Well, some of you are. And maybe that's somewhat true because it's creating an appeal and a buzz. However, when you get to talk to people that come in from other areas and you hear their stories about the areas that they're leaving, do you blame them? Can you blame them? I mean, if it looks good over here, I think we're going to always have that interest factor. And I'm not defending it or opposed being opposed to it. I'm just talking about it. However, I did ask another question. So in the vein of this, I wanted to go a little bit further. How long have you lived in the Valley? Get this, 16.7. So let's just round and say 17% of those surveyed answered all of my life. Interestingly, equal percentage answered less than 1 year. So it's interesting about averages, and I'm going to talk about this in a future show, talking about sales prices and averages. Averages are kind of dangerous because the extremes throw them out, right? So if you have $1 million sale and you have a $10,000 sale, the average is not accurate, right? You want to get the median. However, if you start to discuss averages, those extremes are going to throw the numbers out. For the rest of the data there, how long have you lived in the Valley? Most people, according to the survey, answered between 5 and 10 years. I think that's pretty substantial. And then followed up with, if you aren't from this area, where are you from? Most people answered Montana, just a different portion of Montana, followed by not California, Texas, followed by California, followed by Utah, and then Florida. So there you go. Based on that hyper-local survey. Friends, this is the Flathead Home Show, where we discuss all things real estate news, information, education, and inspiration. And next weekend, I want to bring to you data on whether or not you think it's a good time to sell your own home. My name's Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead, welcome home.